This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Morning Devotions and I'm Chris Witz. It's special for me to share today the subject of guilt, living with guilt, as I mentioned yesterday. What about those pesky guilt-producing rules in the Bible? If you've ever read the Bible or you've been to Sunday school, you might know what I mean. What happens when you decide to live by your own standards and you say, well, the Bible, that's something old-fashioned, I'm not even prepared to, I'm just not bothered with those rules. Well, those guilt feelings, often they don't go away. If you think your guilt is just a byproduct of your family, you know that your mum and dad might have enforced certain rules or the culture that you grew up, why do you try so hard to escape those guilty feelings? So think about what you do when you feel guilty. Now, some people overeat or some really become hooked on exercise, some go shopping, some drink or do drugs, some sleep too much, some can't even sleep at all. This list is endless. The feeling's the result of guilt. So why go to this trouble for something that you think doesn't exist if you think God's rules are not there? Well, to deny those sort of things doesn't work, then you can try something else that's called moral self-improvement. You could call this, if you like, the New Year's resolution approach to guilt. And when you feel guilty, you resolve to stop doing this behavior. Overeaters, you know, they decide that they're going to diet. People that don't get any exercise, I've got to get out and do more. People that tell lies, yeah, I'm going to resolve to tell the truth. The list goes on and on. But what happens to those really good resolutions? Most of us, if you're truthful, not able to keep them. And as a result, those guilty feelings return. Now, sometimes we can make it easy for ourselves. We decide we don't want to feel guilty as long as we can find someone else who's acting worse than we are. You might say things like, I may get angry with my wife and kids, but at least I don't hit them. I might cheat on my tax, but at least I haven't murdered anyone. So we deal with our guilt by this sense of being self-righteous, critical of others, and we try to build ourselves up. We look at the failures of others. But really, does that help? Does that really get us anywhere? Some people become obsessed by guilt, and I think that many Christians go down that track. I feel so guilty. I've failed again. God is not interested in me. God would never listen to me. Maybe you felt like that. So this struggle is a sign, I think, that God is working in your life. So I'm suggesting this morning that guilt can be a good thing if it gets you looking for the right cure. And if you don't find the right cure, this guilt won't go away. Now, I'm fascinated in the Bible. David describes this crushing feeling of guilt. Have a read for yourself sometime in Psalm 32, 3 and 4. This is how he says, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For night and day, your hand, and he was talking to God, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. That's how he felt. He was guilty. But God says in the Bible that the guilt we feel is real. It's not a punishment thing. There is a God who made us, who loves us. He loves everyone in the world. And what does he require? Well, he says, sadly, actually, none of us are perfect. He doesn't expect us to be perfect. We've broken the greatest commandments. And one of the greatest commandments, well, there's two, but one of them says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. How often have we broken that commandment? But there is an answer to guilt. It's found really in the life and the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul puts it so well in Romans 8, in verse 1. There is therefore now, he says, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There's the answer. What does it mean? In Romans 5, verse 8, for God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word for here means in our place. Christ died in our place. He came and took our sin. He was your substitute. And so we know that he paid the penalty for our sins so that we could deal with the guilt issue. And that's really, I believe, the only answer, that God, through Jesus, has done something about our guilt. Thank you, Lord. This is so wonderful. It's good news that we can live with that sense of freedom. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.